Title: It's Getting Hot in Here, Rhode Island's New Workplace Accommodations for Menopause. Content: Hot Flashes at Work? Rhode Island says, let's cool things down. In a historic move, the Ocean State has become the first in the nation to mandate workplace accommodations for menopause and related conditions. Yes, you read that right, menopause is now officially protected under state employment law. What changed? On June 24, 2025, Governor Dan McKee signed into law House Bill No. 6161, amending the Rhode Island Fair Employment Practices Act, RFEPA, to include menopause, perimenopause, and related medical conditions as protected categories under the law. This amendment expands the scope of RI General Laws 28-5-7.4, which previously applied only to pregnancy, childbirth, and related conditions, to now explicitly cover menopause-related conditions as well. This means that employers in Rhode Island are now legally required to provide reasonable accommodations to employees experiencing menopause-related conditions just as they would for pregnancy or other medical needs. What does reasonable accommodation mean? Under the law, employers must engage in a good-faith interactive process to determine appropriate accommodations, unless doing so would cause an undue hardship. Examples of accommodations might include flexible scheduling to manage fatigue or sleep disturbances, access to temperature-controlled environments for hot flashes, additional breaks for rest or hydration, modifications to uniforms or dress codes, or remote work options during flare-ups. Employers cannot require an employee to take leave if another reasonable accommodation can be provided, nor can they deny employment opportunities based on a refusal to accommodate menopause-related needs. Notice requirements. The law also imposes strict notice obligations. Employers must conspicuously post a notice about these rights in the workplace. They must provide written notice to all new hires at the start of employment, all current employees within 120 days of the law's effective date, and any employee who notifies the employer of a menopause-related condition. A model notice is available from the Rhode Island Commission for Human Rights, which can be found here. What employers should do now: review and update workplace policies and handbooks. Train HR and management on how to handle accommodation requests. Ensure compliance with posting and notice requirements. Foster a culture that supports open dialogue around health and inclusion. Menopause is no longer a silent struggle in the workplace, at least not in Rhode Island. With this bold legislative step, the state is turning up the heat on equity and inclusion, and cooling things down for those who need it most. Categories: employee handbooks, reasonable accommodation. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.